welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Wednesday, July 25th, 2018. I'm Bradley Chambers. Morgan Stanley has reported that a 6.1 LCD iPhone may not go on sale until October. The delay is said to be down to production problems with the innovative backlighting system, which is believed to be the key to the near bezel-free design. Barron's cites this report, warning that a delay to the LCD model would mean that Apple's guidance for the September quarter will be lower than the current consensus expectation. She does, however, believe that Apple will report June quarter results in line with both guidance and Wall Street forecast. Nike today has announced it's bringing its Nike Training Club app to the Apple Watch. It's touted as one of the smartest training tools available. The app offers over 180 workouts, which can now be monitored by the Apple Watch. Nike explains that its push to release the app for the Apple Watch comes following growing calls from athletes to reduce their reliance on their smartphones during workouts. Unfortunately, one downside here is that the workouts still have to be started from the iOS version, with the watchOS version serving as more of a way to check in during your progress rather than actually initiating the workouts. Finally, we have a new report that shows the latest voice assistant comparison test, which involves asking the leading digital assistants 800 questions spanning various domains. While Siri still trails Google Assistant in accuracy, it has improved significantly. Last year, Siri answered 66% of questions on the same test. This new test shows Siri is getting smarter and it jumped to a 78.5% accuracy rate. Google Assistant had an even better record, understanding 100% of the queries and answering 85% of them with an appropriate reply. Both Alexa and Cortana scored poorly on this survey, but to be fair to both Amazon and Microsoft, their assistant tests were conducted using the client iOS apps and not the manufacturers on hardware. The tests include a variety of questions, including queries for mapping, such as where is the nearest coffee shop, shopping, can you order me some more paper towels, trivia, and commands like setting reminders or changing device settings. Siri performed exceptionally well with the questions in the command category. It seems a lot of this comes from Siri's handling of smartphone and music questions, which obviously Apple has paid attention to with the release of HomePod. Read these stories and more on 9to5mac.com. You can subscribe to 9to5mac Daily in Apple Podcasts or Overcast to receive new updates Monday through Friday.